This is MSO News Sports, and time now to talk with the Amesbury High School boys hockey coach, Steve Costa. Steve, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you.
You guys came out of the gate a little slow, as I recall, at the beginning of the season. But, man, did you finish with a flourish. Tell me a little bit about how your kids progressed as you moved up from, you know, into Division II, and, you know, if that had anything to do with the slow start, but then they're, you know, getting up to speed after that. Tell me about how that all worked out.
The slow start, we had a lot of new faces on the team, a lot of kids that freshmen that were taking big spots, such as the goalie, a couple of defensemen, and it's learning the system, learning the process. And they had to work hard, and it's the first time that they're exposed to that kind of speed and the strength that they're playing against. So it was a learning curve, and we were patient with it. We kept with them, some pretty talented kids, and we benefited from it.
I'm looking, since the Linfield game a couple of weeks ago, more than a couple of weeks ago now, it's been a tremendous finish. But tell me about how your team competed in that game, because Linfield has proven, you know, despite their record, they're way up there with strength of schedule. How'd the kids play against Linfield?
Yeah, we came out. We had a 4-1 lead, I believe, against Linfield. We come out fast. We come out strong. They were prepared. We prepared them all week for Linfield. You know, we've been playing them long enough, so I know what we were facing. They're a strong forechecking team.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to move the puck up the ice quick. second period, they came back on us. But, you know, we stay in the system. The kids buy into it. And they stuck with it when it come down to a face-off. So, but Linfield's a very strong team. Mm-hmm. It's good for us to play that at that speed. The Newburyport game before it kind of gave us a little edge to see the kind of speed we would be facing.
Mm-hmm.
And they adapted well.
I got to ask you about what seems to be the lack of respect for the Cape Ann League and in across the sports in this tournament here. I mean, you guys have played a pretty good schedule. You've got an excellent record. But you're only seated, where is it, down at 24?
24th, yeah.
Explain that to me. I don't understand that.
It's the power rankings, who we play against. So we're playing against Division III and IV teams, and we don't get anything for it. We have to win games by 3 and 4 goals to get points to move up. And we're playing, you know, some of the teams we played, such as Triton in Linfield, you'd think we would move up.
Right.
We only moved up one spot because they're in Division III and we're Division II.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we're the only tech school in Division II across the state. So
yeah, it's strange. I don't quite get
trying
that.
Trying to move the program forward too.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to be more competitive.
Yep.
And which will attract more players to come to Amesbury and Whittier, and so it's a process, and you know we're sticking with that process, and we want to get better.
All right, you have gotten better, obviously. And tell me about this stretch run. We've won so many games in a row. I know Kyle Gaudette did a big article on you guys a week ago on Friday. What's going right for you right now? What are you most pleased with in terms of how the team is performing?
I would have to say our top two lines are performing. At the beginning of the year, we try to spread out the scoring a little bit, and then we took our top three scorers and put them together. So far, they've combined for this season 121 points in 14 games.
Whoa.
So, you know, and they had a stretch where we were scoring 5 goals a game, which is important, you know, not taking anything away, but when you have freshman defensemen and freshman goalies, it's a long season for those kids. And so you have to defense by playing offense.
Mm-hmm. I see the name Marcotte. I asked Kyle about that. Is he related to the former Boston Bruin?
Yes, that's his grandson.
That's fantastic. I love those names. That's great.
Yeah, good kid, good player.
Excellent.
He's a good, respectable kid. Very much takes after his grandfather.
Have you met Don Marcotte?
Yeah, he's at every game.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the guy is just tremendous to talk to, and just such a wealth of knowledge with the game, and you know, very respectful, and just a great guy all around.
That's cool.
Grandson's follows suit.
Do kids understand that legacy when you have a guy like that, you know, supporting high school sports?
I don't think they do. I think it's kind of lost. You know, I grew up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my greatest thing was getting to play against those guys when you play the old-time Bruins.
Yeah.
I did that. And I went, after I went to Connor against Don Marcotte, who was about 20 years my senior, I figured I'd grab the puck. And all of a sudden, I'm looking up at the lights. I said, okay, I'm done.
Oh, I can believe that. There's a certain pride with those guys, is there not?
Yes, there is. There is.
You're not going to show them up unless they want you to.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's a great story. Thanks for that. All right, Coach, mention some kids that you know who've led the way for you. I know you did it once before, but it's been a long season. Mention some of the kids who are doing it for you. Mention those first two lines and maybe give some love to those kids.
Joey Duggan, he's been a fantastic. He leads the team in assists. Matt Venturi, who's our captain.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the first line, Maddox LeBlanc, who's checking forward and has done a tremendous job on the penalty kill. We've only given up one power play goal this year.
Wow!
And he leads the team on the penalty kill, so pretty good for us. Mm-hmm. And then we got Lincoln Keim on defense, Evan Murphy on defense, and Colin Dyer, our goalie, freshman goalie in. It's a tough road. He's got 12 wins this year.
Well, that doesn't. Yeah, that sends shockwaves to the rest of the Cal that he's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, he is.
That's good.
So, you know, we look forward to the playoffs, and we're going to continue to build. Hopefully, we can compete with Linfield and Newburyport and those teams in the future.
When you say you gave up one power play goal. That leads me to ask the question about discipline. Is your team pretty well disciplined and you don't give up a lot of penalties?
Yeah, we average about three penalties a game, which I think is probably the average across the league. But
okay.
Our penalty kill is we work hard on it. And the kids, you know, it's a prideful thing with those kids.
And it's
we made it prideful for them.
And there's a real magnifying glass on special teams during the playoffs, isn't there?
There sure is. So we're going to continue that once we get into the playoffs this Thursday. So
okay. All right. So when is your game? I know you got to go to Auburn. Is it Thursday?
Thursday. It's 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay. What do you know about Auburn?
I don't know anything about them. I was digging up some video on them, and the only thing I could find was from last season. Looking at their schedule and who they played against – you know, the only thing I can compare them to is they played North Reading, and going on that, I'll probably talk to the North Reading coach and get a little intel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Coach. Congratulations on a tremendous finish, and keep it going so we can talk again.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Be well. Take care. That's Steve Costa, who is the Amesbury High School boys hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.